Hi, my name's Weston Francis. I grew up on the Navajo Reservation. It was very difficult and very hard to have to watch my father beat my mother, simply because he could. That put a lot of confusion in my life, within my mind, within my heart. I started to believe that the way he hurt our family was normal. And when I realized that not all families experience that, an anger inside me started to build. I started to hate. I started to get angry over the smallest things. I didn't understand why my dad, he's supposed to be the protector. You know, he's supposed to be the man of the house, the father figure. And he didn't do any of that. He taught me how to hate. He taught me how to be mad, and I hated him for that. When he would drink, he would turn his anger on his family, and I didn't like having to run and hide behind something. And I didn't like having to hear my mom, you know, telling him to stop. I couldn't stop it. I just had to witness it. When my mom finally left my dad, when she finally had the courage, to get us out of that. If there's one thing that I wanted the most, it was to hear my dad was dead. I didn't want him to be on this earth. I didn't want him to be alive. And when I got into high school, everything started to go downhill. Yeah, I went to parties. I drank, I smoked, I hung out with my friends. I was doing the very thing I said I would never do. I told myself I wouldn't become my father. And I thought to myself so many times, I'm just gonna get into a relationship. I'm just gonna beat her too. I'm just gonna put my kids through the same thing. I'm gonna do the exact same thing he did. And I didn't know how to deal with these emotions. I didn't know how to deal with this anger. I didn't know how to deal with this pain. I didn't know how to talk to anybody about it. It got so bad to the point where I thought taking my life was the answer. I could still feel the rope around my neck. And I thought all I have to do is just close my eyes and it'll be over. But I couldn't do it. I was scared, I was afraid. I didn't want to die. All I wanted was a purpose. The only thing that was in the back of my mind, in the back of my heart, was a question. Who's Jesus? My mother, she would tell me about Jesus. She would tell me about how much he loved me, how he had a plan for me. I always shrugged it off. I always said, okay, that's cool. Whatever, growing up being Native American, it's almost like it's supposed to be wired in you that you're supposed to hate Jesus. I needed to know if this could help. I needed to know if this was right. I read about how I was created by God and for God. That I was created to have a relationship with him. And when I read more, I read about what he did for me. I read about how he died for me. And for the first time in a long time, I felt loved.